Happy to be the first one here, and thank you for being awake that early on a Sunday. My name is Romain Boxis, and I'm going to present today a couple of ideas I put together after working on managing dynamic content for an automation streaming software that I developed with Samuel here years ago. A little bit of myself, I live in New Orleans. I've been a software engineer for over 10 years, maybe 15 soon. And one of the things I love when I do software is to think about navigating between the higher level, the clean abstraction we can create as software engineers, and what goes on under the hood, where we actually deal with a lot of complex problems that we know how to deal inside a box and present something outside of the box that is neat and very usable for people and solves those problems internally. And I'll give some example of that. So what I'm trying to do today is, after having dealt with the hard problems, looking back and say, what can we do that simplifies it that would be useful for other people? So a little bit of the context here is Liquid Soap is the software that we have. It was created around 2004 by Samuel and David Bald. They were students at the ENS, the Theoretical Computer School. It's a language for media streaming. It's functional, statically typed, with inferred types. That was all the hype, but we're not here to talk about that today. And since then, because that's been a while, it expanded to a fully featured language with a pretty tight integration with FFmpeg. And that's that integration that triggered what we are going to talk today about. And especially because originally it was audio, and now it's doing audio and video mixing and streaming, which brought another level of complexity in terms of the kind of content that we handle and the kind of questions we have to answer when we create stuff. So I'm going to look at a script in Liquid Soap. That's where that's the way we used to do it. Take a minute to read about it, but essentially you're creating a playlist of audio files. You're putting a file here that's used when the playlist is empty. We're extracting the audio, the metadata, and the track marks. We're taking a playlist of videos. We're extracting the video track. We're remixing here audio, video, and metadata from each source. We're adding a little text on it, and we're exporting to HLS re-encoding. That's the way we used to do it, where everything is decoded to a raw content, being PCM audio, U420 video, something that you can actually manipulate and add data to it. But one of the layers we've added since then, since the first time we came to present here in 2020, is that now we're able to do something very interesting, which is, instead of re-encoding, we have a copy encoder that takes the raw binary encoded data straight up of the files. Basically, it informs every single decoder here that they need to not decode and just take the packets of encoding content and repackage it for HLS. And it looks minimal in terms of scripting, but in terms of CPU and machine consumption, it's day and night, because you can have a 4K video here that's being processed, and re-encoding a 4K video is vastly different from just repackaging the encoded video. And so this is where the complexity arises: how you transfer what we do in streaming to the world of directly encoded data. So Liquid Soap can schedule hourly playlists, can support live source DJ that connect at any given time. It can have multiple output. And basically what it means is that it can handle dynamic encoded content. And at any time, you might switch between a stream and another one. You might change your audio, you might change your video, and you still want to be able to compose all this content and create a stream that's readable and compliant with the format that you're exporting to. And that's what we're trying to solve here, and I'm going to explain how we did it. It's related to other needs. I think that it's not just us, and that's why I want to step back and say, we've done it, but how can we help other people do it? Like in FFmpeg, if you read an RTP stream that's coming from an external encoder and the encoder restarts, currently you're not going to get something very successful, because FFmpeg can do some limited content, concatenation, but it cannot really do it in a dynamic way where you suddenly change the source.